seven and a mashu tvachim tall. Why? The chopachus mishloisha kolav adami. Since the roof is only ten tvachim high, and this mechitza is seven and a mashu high, therefore there's less than three tvachim in between the mechitza and the roof. So we say lovud. It's considered like it's attached dummy. So here we're talking about the kitz that the mechitza is touching the roof. That's why it's called a good mechitza. So the marbishloim alabayu hanadiktorni me'asara. That's why it says me'asara. We're talking about the roof is 13 high, and that's why it says me'asara. We're talking about not better. I mean, since the roof is 13 high, we're talking about the mechitza has to be 10 tefachim high. El rafuna brother of Yeshua, my me'asara. What does it mean? It gets lower than 10 tefachim. According to him, the whole roof is only 10 tefachim high. So we're talking about now the mechitza is only 7 and a mashu tall. So it should have said if it gets less than 7 and a mashu. Why does it say if it gets less than 10? And for the Gemara, mi teres asor enechnami. It means from the din of 10. In other words, now that you have this mechitza 7 and a mashu tall, since you have a din lovud, it's considered attached to the roof. What is that together? Now it's 10 tefachim. So when it's nismayit becomes smaller, that you can't give it a din of 10 anymore, that's when it's possible. It's kosher even though it's only 7 in a mashu, because 7 in a mashu could also make 10 with the din of lovud. Anything within 3 tefachim is still attached to the roof. So now, if on Shabbos though, this mechitz in between the two chatzers became less than 10 tefachim, so now it's like one big chatzer, they ask the zelzeh. So the Gemara l'chura shema minon, diurin haboyim b'shabbos asurin. The Chur is going to bring me a raya now that even if it became Asur on Shabbos, still the Yasser. And we don't say the Svara. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, you had a good Mechitza here. So each Chotzer made their own Eruv Chatzeris. So it's mutter for them to carry out from the house to the Chotzer. So once we should say, since at the beginning of Shabbos, it was Hutra, it should remain Hutra Lo Shabbos. Even though new people come into the Chotzer, they don't Asur on Shabbos. So here you have a raya not like that. So Rashi Asurin, for Lo Yomer, we don't say here Shabbos, Hoyav Hutra Hutra, or Plukti, the Parakamets, the Machlekes in the first paragraph we had. So should be a Kasha, that man Yomer. Here we're saying if the Mechitza became less than 10 on Shabbos, it becomes Osir, even though the beginning of Shabbos it was Mutter. And the Gemara, no. I'll tell you, even this Bryce said, means to say, Dome di Mayat Miesmol. It means yesterday before Shabbos, that's when it became less than 10. So the kids are at the beginning of Shabbos, they didn't have any Erev together. Each one had a separate Erev Chaseres for themselves. And that's no good. Since there's no Mechitza now, it's like one big Chaser. They have to be able to make an Erev together. So if they didn't do it before Shabbos, therefore it's also on Shabbos. Now, Ketzer the Wise said, what's the Eitzah to be Mata now if the wall became less than 10 before Shabbos? And now it's one Chaser, and they don't have one Erev Chaseres. What's the Eitzah? It said in the Bryce, Noyelus Beisoy, one person has to like lock his door. And the second thing, he asked the Mavato, give up his right to use the Chotzer. Said the Gemara, Tarti, like what do you have to have two? All along the whole Masechta, all we had so far is, you just have to be Mavato, your Rishus. You have to give up the rights you have to use the Chotzer, that's enough. Here, the first time we have two in Yonim, you have to mamash lock your door, and then you have to be Mavato, your Rishus. What's that for two? And the Gemara Hochet come, this is what the Braisa means to say. In a time, either one is good. Or, Noilis, basically, either you lock your door, and that's why Lagrashi says, the Gole Daita the Istalik Miyocha Bahaimu Bitule, that's just as good as you're saying you're being Mavato, you're giving up the right to use this Chotzer. Since you locked your door, you're showing that you don't want to use this Chotzer anymore. Oi, or else, Mavat Les Rishusoi. Or else, don't lock your door, but just speak out to say the Ferish, you want to be Mavato, you Rishus. The boy is saying, another Territ says, no, Luyelam Tat, Yenechlam, you have to have two. The why? I'll tell you, Dafko, here you have to have two. Kivon the Doshvei also to Tulin. Because here we're talking about, before this wall became less than 10, each Chotzer had their own Eruv Chaseris, and they were ruggle in carrying out from the house into the Chotzer. So since they were ruggle to do it, Stav, if you be Mavati Yeshus, that wouldn't be enough for him. Since you're used to carrying out. So in the case where you were used to carrying out, and now something happened to give you an Isser, and Echnam, you have to do two things. You have to close your door, and you have to be Mavati Yeshus. So Rashi says, He himself has to make achokam. He should not come to carry out from his house into the chotzer. So Rashi learns here, "V'hu adin disvilel haytanom pechol mevatle rishus the boy linol." And it's not me. And the whole mesech that we had when it says, if you're rogel to carry out and you want to be for this Shabbos, you forgot to make an aruba chaseris. So you always said you just have to be mevatel, give up your rights to use the chaser. So it's true for the other people to carry out from the house into the chaser, they made an aruba chaseris. Just you didn't. All you have to do is be mevatel. Give up the right to use the chaser. That's enough for everybody else. But you yourself, you have your own din that you're not allowed to carry out from Yas into the chaser. Since you gave up the rights to use it, it's us even to do it. So your din is, you're supposed to lock your door. It's like a hecker for you. It's not a din for the other people. For the other people, they're mutter to carry out as soon as you're mevatel your reshus. Then Asami, this Gemara says now, Nu Chiddush, that for you yourself, you should lock your door. Today that you should not come to carry out. Because all these cases, Pasha, you are ruggle in carrying out. Just this Shabbos, you forgot to give into the Rubik HaTeris. So you can move out to your shoes to them, but then Echnami, you have to close the door. This is Rashi Shita. Tosis argues on Rashi, but Kopon, this is Rashi Shita. Right. Who also the Chaveira Mutter? So when you are Mavatu, your Roshus was saying now that the other people are allowed to carry out, but you're not. For the more pshita, what you're not allowed to? What do you mean? You gave up the rights to use. You're not allowed to carry out from Yasin to the Chotzer now. And the more letzricha the hoder iduch ubotel and the chavri. We're talking about with after you mavatel in the morning and the afternoon, the other people now will mavatel their rishus to you. They took away their rights to use the Chotzer. V'okamashman, this price holds the ein mavatel mechayzin mavatlin. That's what says your roster. That even though later their mavatel their rishus to you, nothing doing. Since you, in the morning, you were the first one to mavatu your reshus to them, that's it. There's no modin, ain't bitul acha bitul. Once you mavatu once, you can't be chayz mavatu. That's what this rice holds. Therefore, it's good that it says you're also no matter what. Even if they're mavatu their reshus to you, it doesn't open anymore. Who adin what? If you have this long ditch of tevin, that mamish, the middle of the ditch, is the end of a tchum alpayimama from one city, and it's the end of a tchum from another city, the other side. Still we say each one allowed to come to the middle to take their side. For the mabshita, avada, it's not worse than our mishnah here. We have dini eruv chaseris, that even though there are two different chasers, we say each chas is allowed to come to the middle of this mechitzam and take Paris home. And we're not like afraid that maybe the wall will cave in on Shabbos and then it'll become usur. We say no. Kol zman smutr it's mutr. So by Tchum, it should be the same din. Each one has a right to walk up Payimama. So even though their Payimama ends in the middle of this ditch that's full of Tevin, pshit, as far as your Payimama goes, you should be allowed to go. And for the Gemara, this price will tell you, like Tzrich or Rabbi Kiva. This price will tell you, even according to Rabbi Kiva. To your ma Tchumim the Raisa. Rabbi Kiva sheet to read, it's awesome with the Raisa to carry Chus the Tchum. Or the Zoy ma the same, I would think. Leagues there should be Xera. Dilma Osi Lechlufei, maybe there'll be Xera. That if you start to carry, start to take from the Tchum on your side, maybe you'll go to the other side of the dish and take also. And that'll be Nisidiraisa. Kamashmon, even though it's a Shtama from Nisidiraisa, still we don't make any Xeris. Shrashid Rebbe Kibi, Masechta Saita, Perik Shem, Madatem, Lenigzer, Dilma Osi Lechlufei, Veleikum, Velikach, Mitchum, Shem, Nisholahem, Vokabri, Midiraisa. Maybe these people will go and take from the other side of the ditch, which is chutz from their tchum. Kamashmo, no, we're not afraid of this. Now we spoke out on all that. That's what the Kiva said, it's midraisim, it's only if you have go out Yud Beis Mil. So what we're talking about here, where they walked out Yud Beis Mil. If you Yud Beis Mil, that's the sheer of the raisa of a tchum. That's how long the machna Yisrael was in the midbar, Yud Beis Mil. So here we're talking about the Yud Beis Mil you have ends in the middle of a ditch. So we don't make the Xerion to say if you carry from the first part of the ditch, the Tfuam, maybe you'll come to go to the other side. No, we don't make these Xerions. So to Mishnah. Kate said, Mishtach from the Mohi. How do we make a Shtufa Mivois? Again, that's to be, even though after Pasha they made it a Rudach Chatzeris, everybody's allowed to carry out from their house into the Chatzer. Now we want to be Mishtach all the Chatzerim together in order to be Mata them, that they should be allowed to carry out from their Chatzer into the alleyway, into the Mohi. You want to now carry from your Chatzer into the Mohi. So it's called the Shtufa Mivois. And we had before, you don't but have to use bread for this. For this, you could even use Yayin or Shah Peris. The loch is maniach es achovius. Usually chovius means of wine. You pick up, you put the chovius of wine. The yoimen you say, harezu luchol b'nei movi. As one person could do it to everybody. He says he picks up the barrel of wine. Or mezaka lehen ayidei b'noi, obiti agdolim. He could be mezaka to them. But the loch is shtufa mevoi. He says everybody has to have a shutuf in it. You have to put peres there. So I could do it for you as a pshat, I'm mezaka it for you. that we'll soon see later, by Ruvi Chaser, it's the same halacha. If one person in the house makes the Ruvi Chaser for everybody in the house, the same thing. You let somebody else pick up the matzahs, and he's mezakrit for everybody in the house. It's called everybody has to own a part of it. Here also, for Shtufa Mevoyis, one person puts down the barrel of wine, and he's mezakrit, he lets somebody pick it up. When that person picks it up, he's like, how's that to be kainerit? Says, for everybody should own a part of this barrel of wine. Now, umezakalem ayidei benoy ubitiak reilim. If he has a ben or daughter or an older one, they can make a kenya for the people. We'll soon see, but not ketanim. Vayidei avdoi v'shivchasa ivrim. If he has an eved ivri or a shivcha ivri, that's mutter. Vayidei ishtoi, who was then his wife, could also have a yad to be mezakah for the people. Aval eina mezakah lo yayidei benoy ubitiak ketanim. But your own child or daughter, that's a katan, we say their yad is like the father's yad, so they can't be mezakah for the people. Whatever they pick up goes straight back to the father's house and never left the father's hand. Then if you give it to your own shivcha or eved kenani, since my shakon eved kona rabbi, when you put it into their hand is like the yodin's hand. So your mamash gave it right back to the yodin, so that's not cool. They can't be mezakah, acquired, everybody else should own it. Therefore, you have to give it either to B'nai Godol, or else to somebody else, or your wife. Your wife also has a yad. Even though we say also, Ma Shekona Isha Kona Bailom, but a Isha has a yad. If somebody would give your wife a present, Al Mana Shein Bailom Rishusbo, if somebody would give a present, that he doesn't want a husband to have a right to this present. He's only giving it to your wife. She's Kaina. Now, it's really a wife does have a Kinyan. Here also, when the husband gives the wife the pick up the Erev, she could be Mezakra to everybody else in the Chotzer. Well, here for Shtufa Mevoyis, the wife could pick up the barrel and be zeicherit for everybody in this movie. Omer Rav Yehuda, Chav Yishal Shtufa Mevoyis Sorach Lagbiyam and Akanka Tefach. When you want to make a kinyan, you have to pick it up a tefach. That's a kinyan agbur. So Rashi Sorach Lagbiyam and Akanka Keshu Mezakah Oisoy Lehen. The way Chia works is that you, I own the barrel. Now I'm giving it to you. Now really, you could pick it up for yourself. You have to make a Maisa Kinyan. What's called a Maisa Kinyan? You have to pick it up a Tefach. But there's a Migu though. Migu that you kernel it for yourself, you have a right away to Mazakra to everybody else. So you're making a Maisa Kinyan, even though Maisa Kinyan usually makes it that you own it. But if you have Das that you don't want, you should own it alone. You want everybody in the Chutzah to own it also, you could do that. That's a Lachas Chia. So your Maisa Kinyan helps everybody here. So what's the Maisa Kinyan? Hagbor? You have to pick it up a Tefach. Same thing when you have Yerubei Chateris. And you give the matzah, you have to pick up the matzah tefach. Bim rakaka tefach. Omar Rovam. Hani tati mili sabbat pumbadisa minin. I heard over two halachas from the older people of pumbadisa. Chodoho, one is this halacha, that when you want to make a shufa mevoyis, you have to pick up the barrel of tefach. Either, what's the second halacha? Ha mekadish, when somebody makes kiddish on a kosher yayin, im toyin molin lugmov yotza. If he drinks from the wine a molin lugmov, a mouthful, then he's yotza the mitzvah kiddish. If you don't drink a mouthful, you're not yoyt to the mitzvah's kiddush. That's what he said over the Sabbath of Pumbedisa. Now, a mouthful is usually less than a revius. You have to drink. Usually, mol lugma means like one side, one cheek full. It's called a mol lugma. That's a little bit less than a revius. Now, metchila, that's the din that the person that makes kiddush should drink a revius of the yayin. So, our gemara should drink a mol lugma, which is a little bit less than a revius. In the kais, there should be revius. So you should drink roiv kais. If you drink roiv with a kais, that's usually called mola lugmov. Now, metchila dini is the person that makes kiddush he himself is supposed to. If he himself can't, he's allowed to give it to somebody else to drink mola lugmov. And but the other, you could be saying that if everybody that takes a little bit of it together, everybody drank up a mola lugmov together, you yaitse. But anachlam, if you just take one sip, it's a shvacha maisa. A kol ponim, the most cool thing you there is that you can star up when everybody takes a sip of the kais. If everybody sips together is a shear of Rei Revius, then you yaitse. But if you don't even drink that much, it's a shailam. That's this gemara, Makadish. Im toyim o lugma v'yotza. V'im lav lo yotza, not yaitse the mitzvah. Omer Rav Chaviva. Ho nami savda from Bodhisa Amrina. I heard over a third halacha that the older people from Bodhisa said. The Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Oisin medura l'chaya b'shabbos. If you have an Isha just gave birth, you're allowed to make a fire for her on Shabbos. She's cold. She's a mokim sakona. You're allowed to make a fire for her on Shabbos to heat her, to give her heat. Is sabiminei lechayi in lechololoi. Only to a pregnant Isha just gave birth, 1 or 2 or 3 days afterwards, but not to a chol, even if it's a chol sheyesh basakona. And who had any thought, the moisak is shom, only in the winter months it's mutum. Because then she's cold. in Abi Moisa Chamaloi, for in the summertime she gets cold, wasn't she? She's crazy. What do you mean? It's hot outside. There's no reason to make a fire. And then, so more it mabra b'chia barav bar avin omer Shmuel. Hey, kids, dam, if somebody had bloodletting, then it's soinin, and because of that, if he got cold, he got the shivers. You should know, it's a sakonis nefoshes. And oisim loy medura b'shabbos. You're allowed to make for this person a fire on Shabbos. V'yafilu b'tkufas tamiz. Even if it's mamish in the middle of the summer months, in the middle of Tammuz, then it's hot outside. So what? If this person got a shiver, for him it's a tzkonas nefoshes, you're allowed to make a fire for him even on Shabbos. So what? That Omer Amemer, Hor Nami Sabbath of Pumbadisa Amrinan, Avas, another aloha that the older people in Pumbadisa said. The Yitmar, Ezeu hi Asheru Stam. How do we know what's called the Stam Asheru? A Stam Asheru is a Grashi, Afagav, the Loi Chazinin Lei, the Polchu, Mechazin Lei Bohochi. An Asheru means a tree that the Goyim worship for their Avoy Dezora, that's also Banor. The Stam tree, even though we don't see the Goyim bow down to it, how do we know it's an Asheru or not? So you gave an Eitzah. Omer Rav, Kol shemasharshei oibet achovim shoymrin oisei. Any tree that the galochim there watch the